This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a companion named Abdullah, who was a prankster, radiallahu anhu. And he would many times make the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam laugh. Despite being a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, living in Medina with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was something from his past that he was struggling with. He had an alcohol problem, and he would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the head punishment. And this didn't just happen once or twice. It was a common occurrence. After one of these all too frequent sentencing, one of the companions said something about Abdullah. He said, "O Allah, curse him. How many times has he been brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam drunk?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Don't curse him. By Allah, I know that he loves Allah and he loves his messenger." We all have the opportunity to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no matter where we are on our journey towards him. But how can we get back on that path towards him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us how. He said, "Whoever shows hostility to a friend of mine, I shall declare war upon him." And then he said, "My servant does not grow closer to me with anything more beloved to me than the duties that I've made an obligation upon him." So focus on those things that Allah has made an obligation upon us. Our salah, our zakat, our fasting in Ramadan, our hijab, our being kind to our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, "My servant continues to draw closer to me by doing extra good works until I love him. And when I love him, I'm his hearing in which he hears, his seeing in which he sees, his hand in which he strikes, and his foot in which he walks. Were he to ask something of me, I would surely grant him it. Were he to seek refuge in me, I would surely give him it." SubhanAllah. Then he says, "I don't hesitate to do anything as I hesitate to take the soul of my believer, for he hates death and I hate to displease him." Are you drawing nearer to Allah by practicing and perfecting to the best of your ability the actions that He prescribed upon you? We were created with a purpose. Ask yourself, are you fulfilling that purpose?